thinking about death today, a lot about death. Somehow, we remember the resurrection, so it makes this death a little more palatable than any other death, because, you know, we can kind of put it in perspective. But I want you just to place yourself in front of that cross and watch Jesus die. There is something so overwhelming that takes place in a moment like that, that sometimes people are never the same. I was born actually during World War II. I was born in 1943, and a lot of people were dying worldwide, and none of it affected little Donnie Larry, you know. But when I was 7 years old, one of the little boys in my class died. And I was going to a Catholic school, and in that Catholic school back in Delphus, Ohio, they believed that all the children should go to the funeral home and see the little boy lying in the casket. They dressed him up in a cowboy outfit. I can still see him, you know. I can't remember almost anything else from that time of my life. I can still see this little boy lying in this casket, 7 years old, and I went cold inside, you know. It was just something I just couldn't even imagine, and I began having nightmares. Just as about a year has passed and I'm still having these things, it's just my grandmother next door dies. You gotta understand, this is a German community in northern Ohio, and in that place, everybody goes to the funeral home and there are viewings. And they didn't care whether I was 8 years old and whether I screamed and cried and had a fit. We all had to go in there, and there was Grandma. And again, it just was overpowering. The power of death is absolutely amazing. And what it did to me is it scared me so badly that I was in my 30s. Before anybody ever could talk me into ever going even to a funeral. I mean, it was never going to happen, and I'm in Tampa, Florida, and I have a nice guy next door, and we had this wonderful relationship. Hey, how you doing? You know, and it was one of those things that we smiled and you know, and occasionally would tell each other a little story or something like this. And he died suddenly. And his wife came over and knocked on the door, and she said, I know you heard my husband died. And I said, yes, I'm so sorry to hear it. And she said, he always thought of you as his best friend. And I want you to be one of the pallbearers. I couldn't think of a way to get out of it. I'm pretty creative, but this was one of those things I couldn't figure out. We're having a viewing tonight, and I really want you to go and be with me so we can say goodbye together. And we did. I think if it was possible for my heart to quit at that moment, it would have. Death is real. Death is just so powerful. And don't miss this point on Good Friday. He died for our sins. It was real. He really stopped breathing. His mother's heart was there broken. It was real. He really died for our sins. I think sometimes we forget that. The power of this is such that you have to think to yourself, but it wasn't fair. Are any of you into this fair thing? I'm into this fair thing. I don't know about you. It wasn't right. How could it possibly be? He did nothing to deserve this. We kind of think about this, deserve, right? You know, he didn't deserve to die for our sins. He didn't do it. We did. And we continue to do it. It's not fair. But he was obedient even to death on the cross. Because he trusted his Father would know that it was worth it. Scripture here was really powerful. I don't know. I'm still amazed at Isaiah. I don't know how anybody can read this and not see Jesus. There are people that can't. But I find that hard. And it said, he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be made whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. You know, this translation every once in a while is really poignant. It just somehow jumps out of the pages. The other way that we've always read it was almost poetic. It was pretty. This kind of just really makes it jump in your face. We're there, and it's about us. And then he says in chapter 53, verses 10 and 11, it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and to cause him grief. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life, and the Lord's good plan, his good plan, will prosper in his hands when he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish. He will be satisfied. It was a horrible price to pay. It was of such value to all of us for all times and forever. That God was willing to have his son die for us. To pay that kind of a price. Yes, to go through the horror of torture and death. And that was his good plan. Because he loves us that much. I hope that grabs you like it grabs me. Because he loves us that much, he was willing to pay the ultimate price. I know all of you that are parents have made this statement. I've done it. You know, if there was ever a time in which I could give my life to save one of my children, without hesitation, you know, we would say we would do that. I'm not too sure we actually would. But, you know, it feels like we would, because that's the depth of our love. Imagine the depth of the Father's love for Jesus. And he was willing to do that out of love for us. It was his good plan. And because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins. He really died. He was really tortured. He hung on the cross. And he still had the power to come down. If he had put himself first. But he chose to put us first. Let us pray. It's impossible to understand how much you love us, O Lord God. We just ask you to remind us occasionally that this is how much you love us. This is how much you are willing to sacrifice for us. Let us know that so well that we're open to be changed by you to make us more and more like Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.